At a recent practice at Mount Greylock Regional School District in Williamstown, Massachusetts, players were getting ready for another football season. But many observers say the days of crushing blocks and helmet-to-helmet hits have threatened football's very existence in the long term. It seems everyone has a story like junior Austin Quagliano, a defensive back and running back for the Mount Greylock Mounties.
It was a kickoff. We're getting the ball. I was going to set a block, and there was a kid coming at me, and when I lowered my shoulder, he went and hit me in the side of the head, and I ended up looking up in the air, and I only saw yellow and green, so I knew I had to get off the field.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates emergency departments treat more than 173,000 sports and recreation-related cases of traumatic brain injuries, including concussions, in people younger than 19 each year. The number represents an increase of 60% over the last decade. Roughly 55,000 are sustained in football alone. With more frequent studies and high-profile cases in the collegiate and professional ranks, the national conversation over concussions has centered on football. Lindsay Von Holtz is the Director of Athletics and Co-Curricular Activities at Mount Greylock Regional School District.
Our school committee policy was approved by the school committee, is that every single student athlete and their parent have to take the National Federation concussion course. In addition to that, at the parent-athlete meeting, we discuss signs and symptoms of concussions, things to look for, stress the importance of not ignoring them because of how serious they can be.
Sean Flaherty has been with the district for 25 years and is entering his 12th season as head coach of the varsity football team. He says increased awareness of concussions hasn't really changed how he, his staff, and his players approach the game.
But the biggest thing that we can only preach is basically fundamentals and techniques when you block and when you tackle. You know, being low, not leading with the head, and where you aim. I mean, the head has to go somewhere, but we just don't want it. You know, the old school way of putting it right on that sternum, you know, or even the small in the back. If you're making tackles on defense, you know, that's where you have your catastrophic injuries.
Senior Mike McCormack is a team captain who plays tight end and defensive back.
I think it's definitely scary to think about it, especially if you have people who get multiple concussions, because that can really, really mess you up for the rest of your life.
Quagliano, who suffered a concussion each of the past two seasons, says he doesn't think about getting another one when he's playing.
I was doing some wrong habits, lowering my head, and Coach Barrett and Coach Flaherty have helped get that habit gone, so I don't really worry about it anymore.
Stay low, Quag. Let's go. Give me a huddle. Huddle!
He adds increased awareness has also spread to players.
Last year we had an incident where one of our teammates wouldn't tell the coach, and he couldn't even keep his eyes open on the bus. So we, as the older kids, we went and told coach what was going on, and we got him the proper medical treatment that he needed.
Understanding players may shy away from telling someone they don't feel right, fearing the loss of playing time, Flaherty says he doesn't second-guess taking a player out if he suspects a head injury.
It's pretty simple. We're talking about young people's livelihood. We're talking about your career, your profession, and what you're doing as a coach. So it's real simple. I mean, if we suspect a concussion, you know, he's done. You know, he's not going back into the game. And I think maybe that's the stuff that has changed a little bit over the years, though, too. There's no frustration. I don't see players upset when they can't get back into the game. I think they're more apt to just, yep, they know it, and they're sitting.
Since 2009, all 50 states have passed some form of concussion law requiring athletes, coaches, and parents go through concussion training along with mandatory removal from a game or practice and medical clearance to return if a head injury is suspected. Members of the Brain Injury Association of Massachusetts also spend time in schools teaching students the symptoms and dangers of concussions. One key point is that once a person suffers a concussion, he or she is 2 to 3 times more likely to have another with even worse side effects. The agency's prevention coordinator, Justine Rivett, says realizing how serious a concussion can be is the first step.
If they've had a concussion, they're raising their hands. When I ask them who's had a brain injury right after that, all the same hands will go down. They aren't made aware that this is in fact the same. So that's kind of stunning.
Von Holtz says last school year, the district tracked nearly 60 student head injuries, split evenly between sports, physical education classes, and those occurring out of school. 70% of the district's 600 middle and high schoolers play on an athletic team, so Von Holt says teachers who don't coach also need to be aware of the signs.
Kids can't sleep with a concussion. It's difficult for them to sleep, so therefore they're falling asleep in class. And then when they get home, they're still exhausted and just not able to read, not able to do things like that. And so it was hard for the teachers to understand it. And so we had to get into a position where we were informing our faculty, or informing our coaches, our students, our parents, what a concussion was, how severe it was, what you could do for it, and how you could recognize it.
Flaherty says he's noticed parents are a little more involved in terms of making sure the team has the best helmets possible. He adds player numbers have been flirting around 30, relatively small for a varsity squad, potentially because of parental concern.
Some of the feedback was it's like the kid wants to play, but his mother or father doesn't want him to play. You know, and that's the nature of the beast. I think it's unfortunate because I still think this game's the greatest game on the planet, and I think it builds character. It does so many more things. But yes, it's a high risk concussion sport, and there's no sugarcoating that. That's what it is. And you know, you've got your child's well being in mind, and you know, you've got to make those choices.
44.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.
All right, one more time.